Ever get sucked down those internet rabbit holes?
Oh, totally. Happens to me all the time.
Right. One minute you're looking for, like, a pancake recipe, and the next you're, I don't know, reading about the history of pancake batter in the 1800s.
Okay. Maybe not the batter itself, but you get the idea.
Exactly. So today, our rabbit hole is something that seems pretty simple at first glance, an about page.
Ah, the digital doorstep to someone's online world.
Precisely. And this time we're stepping onto the porch of HighTechDad.com, run by, you guessed it, a guy named Michael Sheehan.
Intriguing. Lay it on us. What's so special about this particular about page?
Well, first of all, it's way more in-depth than your average, hey, I like long walks on the beach and writing code kind of bio.
Those are always so generic, aren't they?
The worst. No, Michael, he dives right in. He's a senior marketing strategist at Cisco, which, let's be real, sounds pretty corporate, right?
Silicon Valley, here we come. But wait, there's more to it, isn't there?
Oh, so much more. It's like he has this whole other life, this secret identity almost. See, Michael's also a dad.
Okay, that's relatable. Lots of dads out there.
Yeah, but here's the kicker. He reviews gadgets with his kids. Like, it's a family affair.
Interesting. So he's not just a tech guy. He's bringing that passion into his parenting and then sharing it all online.
Exactly. And it made me wonder, how many other parents out there are secretly tech gurus or vice versa?
It's a fascinating intersection, isn't it? The rise of dad bloggers, the whole influencer marketing scene. It's like the lines are blurring between who we are at work and who we are at home, especially online.
Totally. And you could really see that in Michael's career path. I mean, get this. Intel, HP, Riverbed, now Cisco. We're talking big time tech companies here.
This guy's got a resume.
Right. And it's not just the names, it's the variety. He's been around the block, experienced different aspects of the tech world.
Adaptability is key in that industry, that's for sure. But here's a curveball for you. He was an English major.
Seriously, an English major turned tech evangelist. That's not the usual path you see.
Right. What kind of English major ends up as a technology evangelist even?
Wait, hold up. Technology evangelist. Okay, for our listeners who aren't fluent in tech jargon, what does that even mean?
Imagine, like, that friend who's always recommending cool new gadgets. They don't just tell you about the specs, right? They paint you a picture of how this thing will change your life, make it better, easier, more fun.
So it's like tech meets storytelling.
Exactly. You're not just selling a product, you're selling an experience. And that's what a technology evangelist does. They bridge that gap between the technical stuff and the everyday user.
Okay, that makes total sense. And you know what? Now that I think about it, that perfectly describes Michael. He's been doing this whole tech dad thing since 2005.
Whoa, back when blogging was still the wild west of the internet.
For real. Before everyone and their dog had a perfectly curated online persona.
So he was early to the game, had that vision early on. What was his why, though? Why start the blog in the first place?
He actually addresses that directly in his bio. He talks about wanting to bridge the gap between technology and everyday life. Especially for families.
And that's brilliant, right? Because back in 2005, that wasn't really a thing yet.
Not even close. He was onto something before it became like a whole parenting niche. Talk about being ahead of the curve. It makes you wonder if he knew back then how big that whole space would become.
Right. Like, did he have any idea he was tapping into this huge untapped market? Or was it more about like a personal passion project that just happened to take off?
That's a good question. And speaking of taking off, check out the quick stats he's got on his page. Millions of views, active social media presence, even some awards thrown in there.
Wow. Okay. This is not just a hobby for this guy. He's built a whole brand around High Tech Dad.
Totally. And it makes you realize, like, there's this whole other level to it. It's not just about reviewing gadgets anymore. It's about building a community, connecting with people.
And that's where the marketing background probably comes in handy, right? Knowing how to reach your audience, get them engaged.
For sure. And he's not shy about that whole side of things either.
Yeah.
Like, he mentions the balance between passion and professionalism, especially when it comes to sponsorships and stuff.
Oh, that's interesting. So he's transparent about how he makes money from the blog.
Yeah. He's upfront about getting products to review, but he makes it clear that it doesn't influence his opinions.
That's huge, especially these days. People are so skeptical of influencers, and rightfully so.
Totally. And I think that's what makes Michael different. You can tell he's being genuine, like he actually cares about the products he's reviewing, whether he loves them or hates them.
Authenticity is so important. It's what builds trust with your audience.
Exactly. And, you know, thinking about his whole journey from English major to tech whiz to, like, this dad blogger extraordinaire, it's pretty inspiring.
It really is. Makes you wonder, what's the common thread there? What allows someone to make those kinds of transitions, to be successful in such different worlds?
Right. What's the secret sauce?
Maybe it's adaptability. The tech world is always changing, so you got to roll with the punches. But I also think it's about like a genuine desire to connect with people.
Totally. Because whether he's explaining the latest smartphone or telling a funny story about his kids, you can tell he's being himself.
And that's what people respond to, ultimately. Authenticity.
100%. In a world that's so obsessed with, like, perfect online personas, it's refreshing to see someone just being real. You know, it's funny, isn't it? This whole time we've been talking about an about page.
Yeah, a seemingly insignificant little corner of the internet.
But it's like we've uncovered this whole world, right?
More than that, it's like we've gotten to know this guy, Michael. His humor, his values, what makes him tick.
And it makes you realize how much we can learn about someone just from the way they present themselves online.
Oh, absolutely. It's like we all leave these little digital fingerprints everywhere we go online.
Total fingerprints. And I think that's what makes these deep dives so fascinating, because we're not just looking at websites, we're trying to understand the people behind them.
Right. What are they passionate about? What message are they trying to put out there?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And in Michael's case, I think the message is pretty clear. He's passionate about technology, obviously, but he's also passionate about family, about connecting with people, about keeping it real.
And that really shines through in his writing, his whole approach to the blog.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, like, what kind of digital fingerprint are we leaving behind?
Ooh, that's a good question. What would people say about us based on our online presence?
Right. Would they see the things that are important to us? Would they get a sense of who we really are?
It's something to think about, for sure.
Food for thought. But on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into hightechdad.com.
And what a journey it's been. From English major to tech guru to dad blogger extraordinaire.
He's worn a lot of hats, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I think what's most inspiring is that he's always stayed true to himself.
Absolutely. He's found a way to blend his passions with his work, his family life, everything.
Exactly. And I think that's a lesson we can all take away from this, whether we're tech-obsessed dads or not. So to our listeners, thanks for joining us on this digital adventure. And remember, there are fascinating stories hidden behind every corner of the internet, if you know where to look.
Happy clicking.
Until next time.